It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about the possible move to green, some other things all surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. It was time we hadn't talked for a while, so we brought him in here, and let's get some questions answered and see what's going on over at the health department. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here today.
So let's start right out of the gate with probably the one question that everybody has. When does it look like Carbon County will be going green?
Yeah, my phone's been ringing quite a bit getting that exact question today. Most people are aware that a number of counties, including Emory County, went green last week. Today, we submitted the petition to the governor and the Public Health and Economic Emergency Commission for their review for Carbon County to go green. And that, if it were accepted, would take place as soon as Friday morning.
Okay, and I guess the question would be, why didn't we move to green last week when everybody saw that Emory County moved, and then it was just an assumption that Carbon County would go at the same time? But you had an issue that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, certainly on the surface, Carbon and Emory County have looked very good, and Grand County as well, actually. It just so happened that last week, as we were thinking about these things, we had an issue with a number of tests that had been submitted that, had they come back positive a couple days later, would have been kind of alarming for us. So we decided to just wait to get those results. We were fortunate that almost all of those came back negative, and so that we didn't enter into that sort of alarm situation that maybe we could have, and just thought it best to wait one more week
and see where we're at this week going forward.
Exactly.
Okay, so with the move to green, if it does happen, what does that mean really for Carbon County?
Well, it really puts the onus on businesses, and particularly individuals and families, to pay attention to their surroundings, because businesses open up, opportunities for public interaction open up pretty much with little restrictions. But what that doesn't mean, and we really don't want people to think there's no risk. In fact, we know that the state of Utah in general, particularly along the Wasatch Front, has continued to see an increase in cases since the move to yellow across the state. And so really, with increased public interaction, there is increased risk. We just know that right now in Carbon County and in Emory County, we believe that's manageable. So as people take advantage of some of these businesses that are now open, or they're more free to move about, pay attention. Still remember those lessons we've talked about with face coverings and hand hygiene and social distancing. And remember who you are with. It's not the case. We're not necessarily quarantining entire groups of people anymore like we were at the beginning, because we understand a little bit more. But if you're exposed to someone that's positive, we are asking you to pay attention to your symptoms, wear a mask at work, get tested in a reasonable time frame, those sorts of things. So even from a public health standpoint, there are fewer restrictions, but we ask people to really pay attention to themselves and their surroundings even more than they were.
And bringing up the point of testing, I noticed you can still go get a test at the hospital, right?
You can.
I noticed that the health clinic in Helper was doing it all last week, it seemed like. Are there any other places like that are still doing it, or that are just, that maybe not think of, or maybe if you need one, you could go there?
Those are our primary locations. And you know, we have the clinic in Castledale and Green River that are both testing as well. We have the opportunity to bring down mobile testing when we feel like it's necessary. It's a mobile unit that comes down from the state lab. Right now, we haven't had need for that in our counties, but it's something we're always reviewing. But still, our hospital is our main source of testing.
Okay, and so let's talk about the wins. Right now, I'm looking in Carmen and Emory County. There are only three active cases, possibly only two. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, as we look to update it, one of our active Emory County cases, I believe, has resolved and been cleared to resume their normal life. So just a matter of getting things straightened out there on our website. But all of those cases are doing very well, and we expect them to resolve shortly.
Okay. Now, let's kind of talk about the state of Utah as a whole, because over the last 4 or 5 days, 6 days, maybe even a week, we've seen a big spike in cases that have, you know, in fact, it seems like every day they're breaking records and that kind of thing. Was this really kind of expected?
It was expected, though the magnitude of the spike is maybe a little bit beyond what public health and state leaders anticipated. As we talk about, you know, 500, 600 cases a day that we've seen over the last couple of days, that's been very difficult, particularly in those health departments that have seen 150 or 200 positives in one day in just their jurisdiction. So that magnitude is a little bit surprising. And one interesting thing as we look at some of the data is that the amount of positive tests is not really increasing in our older population, but it's dramatically increasing in our, you know, 15 to 45, 50-year-old range. So the people that have generally been home but are now out socializing and now going back to work, those people are we're seeing a lot more positives in that range.
And you know, if you can take a positive away from the testing that has happened, we were discussing that 6% of all those tested have come up positive.
6% total. Lately, it's
almost 300,000 tests that we've had in the state.
Yeah, and it's great to have that capacity, and we appreciate what our lab partners have done to be able to run such an incredible number of tests day after day.
All right, and then to just kind of close, what's next? Once again, we did talk about the possibility of going green this week. What does that mean for businesses? What does that mean for the general public?
So first of all, we want to highlight the fact that people that are at high risk still need to really be very careful about what they do, and that includes those older adults or people that are immunocompromised. Certainly wear a face covering. The more you can avoid public gatherings, do that. For those that maybe don't have those constraints, be sensitive to the needs of others. Take care of them by social distancing yourself, by wearing a face covering in shops and at events. Remember who you're with in case you become positive or they do later, and so we can contact them just to make them aware and have them watch their symptoms as well. But this is also, I mean, from our point of view, sometimes we're always about the negative, but this, we are grateful certainly to be in this position where we're looking towards kind of a reopening instead of right now being in a position where we can't petition to be in green. So it is good news, but we shouldn't think that there's no risk. There's still plenty of risk out there.
So just be vigilant, and you're kind of, you know, on your own rapport, just to kind of watch yourself and just be cautious.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Brady Bradford with the Southeastern Utah Health Department, thank you so much for stopping in today. We really appreciate it. And let's get this information out there to the people.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.